Hello, everyone. Have you watched season two of Monsters on Netflix? Monsters, the Lyle and Eric Menendez story? If you haven't, you need to get on it. I watched this show, and I know I mentioned it before, so I watched it over the course of a few days. It's 9 episodes, and my life is forever changed by this series. It is so moving and captivating, and it's truly one of the saddest things that I've ever seen. And I'm saying it's sad, and I don't mean that you guys should avoid it. I think you should watch it. I think we're overdue on the conversations, or we're overdue on having conversations about male sexual abuse. And I know that I learned a lot from Oprah. I learned that, if I'm not mistaken, boys are molested more often than girls. Why isn't that being talked about? Why do we pretend as though girls are the only ones who get molested? We talk about boys being molested in the Catholic Church, but that's it. And that's not the reality of the situation. The situation is you have boys being molested by family, by neighbors, by teachers, by coaches, by randoms. They get molested more. If I'm not mistaken, don't quote me on that, but I strongly believe that that is what I learned through the Oprah show. And boys are so humiliated and embarrassed about it, and they feel responsible for it, and they question their sexuality, and you're obviously going to feel partially responsible and targeted as a boy or a girl, but then there's so many different layers to it, more layers to it when you are a boy. And one of those layers is you feel shamed into silence. So that's why it could be so rampant. That's why it could be so prevalent. Because people aren't talking about it. And so then I watched this Netflix special, Monsters, the Lyle and Eric Menendez story. And it was one of the saddest things I've ever seen in my life. Why? Because it's like, this is one story that ended in murder. How many other people are going through this every single day? And they're too afraid, too embarrassed to talk about it. We have a long, long way to go when it comes to male sexual abuse, child sexual abuse, young boys. It's just something we don't speak on. And that needs to change. You know, I met someone who his friend's dad, trigger warning, y'all, by the way, trigger warning. I met someone who his friend's dad RAPED'd him. I don't know if I'm supposed to censor this, so. And anyways, at 13, and it wasn't a one-time thing or whatever. And he didn't tell anyone. So now, as a grown adult, he realizes how awful that was. And at the time that his attacker didn't make him feel as though, not only did his attacker not make him feel as though what they were doing was wrong and bad, but his attacker never told him not to tell anyone. Can you imagine knowing that you are hurting a child, but that child is going to carry so much shame? They're going to be shamed into silence. So you don't even got to tell them not to tell anybody. You don't even have to say that because you already know. The arrogance, right? The arrogance, the audacity, the sickness, the mind games. He never told him not to tell anyone. And so God only knows how many people he did that to. That person who told me that, he doesn't know what that person is up to today, but God only knows how many victims he has. This is a very, very prevalent issue. And I'm so thankful for this story, this Netflix show, because I think it forces people to learn and to realize and to recognize and to acknowledge that this happens. And one or sorry, Jose Menendez, he was married to a woman. So he was allegedly, quote unquote, straight, right? Jerry Sandusky, married to a woman, so he's allegedly, quote unquote, straight. The person I told you about that I met, that was his friend's dad, so his friend's dad was allegedly straight. And so it's like, it's just the best cover in disguise for this type of behavior. If you are there assaulting children, if you're a male assaulting other, or assaulting boys, I should say, and you're married to a woman, nobody suspects you of anything. We need to figure out how this happens, when it happens. We need to stop looking at straight or men who are married to women as people who would never do this. We need to try to figure out how this is possible. And I do believe that the Menendez story, it may get people talking, and it definitely shines light on this issue. So I'm very grateful for that reason. On the flip side, this is such a sad story, and I want Eric and Lyle released, and I can't believe they're in jail. When you think about Gypsy Rose Blanchard, she's out. When you think about, who else was I thinking? Gypsy Rose. So many other people. They're out. But Eric and Lyle are still incarcerated? Lord. Okay, so the last thing I'm going to do is recap this series, right? Because the series speaks for itself. I'm not a film and TV critic. I don't need to give the rundown on the series. I do want to praise Ryan Murphy for his dedication to doing a deep dive of the killers and the circumstances that lead to their actions. I think he did a great job at humanizing the victims in Dahmer, season one of Monsters, of letting us know these aren't just a picture that we've seen and a name of a victim. We got to know who the victims were. And it was very powerful and beautifully done. It wasn't 100% accurate, and it didn't need to be. I know that one of the people who was killed in the Dahmer story, he was straight and had a daughter, and that wasn't brought up. Jeffrey Dahmer just wanted to kill him, so he did. But, you know, Ryan Murphy, it seems like he could humanize the shit out of the people that he portrays. And I really, really appreciate that. I learned so much about the story, so much about the justice system, and just kind of how, like, it's a temperature check. Like, what's going on at the time, other cases, cases that happened before your potential case, current cases, ongoing cases, people's mood, people being up for election, people wanting to protect their roles and their positions, and the politics of it all, obviously the media, backstabbing always. Like, you have to be so careful. Backstabbers are out here among us, and they will turn on you in a heartbeat. And some people are good at figuring out who will F with them, and some people are not good at it. But there's so much that's involved that can lead to a guilty conviction in a case like this, which was so incredibly high profile. I am eternally heartbroken for Eric and Lyle Menendez. They killed their parents. Spoiler alert. If anybody listening doesn't know, they killed their parents, and I just wish that instead of killing their parents, they fled. I really wish that they just ran away. And if they had, they would not be living their lives behind bars. It's such a waste. It's such a waste. And I know people want them released, and TMZ was saying it's unlikely, and This is one of the most disturbing stories I've ever watched, period, and ever will, because I don't know why someone would sexually abuse, molest, and rape their own child for like 11 years. And Jose Menendez, he seemed to have a just insatiable hunger for sex and rape and molesting. Insatiable. Like he couldn't get enough. He had to get it from many people. If you watch the series, you will see. And now somebody from Menudo came out and said that Jose raped him. And again, proving my point, like it's like Jose couldn't put his dick in enough people. It's like come one, come all. Why do people like him exist? Why? So Eric Menendez, he put out a statement about the show the day after it was released. And Eric said, quote, "I believe we had moved beyond the lies and ruinous character portrayals of Lyle, creating a caricature of Lyle rooted in horrible and blatant lies rampant in the show. I can only believe they were done so on purpose. It is with a heavy heart that I say, I believe Ryan Murphy cannot be this naive and inaccurate about the facts of our lives so as to do this without bad intent. It is sad for me to know that Netflix's dishonest portrayal of the tragedies surrounding our crime have taken the painful truths several steps backward, back through time to an era when the prosecution built a narrative on a belief system that males were not sexually abused and that males experienced rape trauma differently than women. Those awful lies have been disrupted and exposed by countless brave victims over the last 2 decades who have broken through their personal shame and bravely spoken out. So now Murphy shapes his horrible narrative through vile and appalling character portrayals of Lyle and of me and disheartening slander. Is the truth not enough? Let the truth stand as the truth. How demoralizing to know that one man with power can undermine decades of progress in shedding light on childhood trauma. Violence is never an answer, never a solution, and is always tragic. As such, I hope it is never forgotten that violence against a child creates 100 horrendous and silent crime scenes, darkly shadowed behind glitter and glamour, and rarely exposed until tragedy penetrates everyone involved. To all those who have reached out and supported me, thank you from the bottom of my heart." Okay, so as soon as I read this, it was obvious to me that Eric did not watch the show because what he says is the opposite of what the show is. The show is all about the abuse that Eric and Lyle endured, literally every episode, period, for the entirety of the episode. In fact, episode 4 is specifically the entire episode about the abuse. So Eric puts out this statement saying that the show didn't talk about the abuse and that the show basically says that males don't go through process abuse the same way as women when the entire series is about the abuse. Looking at his, how he's talking about backtracks, all of the progress and undermines decades of progress and shedding light on childhood trauma. It literally does the opposite. So I was really sad to see Eric's statement because I was like, he didn't watch it. And how sad as a writer to hear something like this when someone is speaking out and everything they're saying is the opposite of the truth. So then Ryan responded. There's video of it with Entertainment Tonight. Ryan said, quote, Ryan Murphy, the creator and writer, said, quote, "I think it's interesting that he's issued a statement without having seen the show. I know he hasn't seen the show in prison. I hope he does see the show. I think he'll see the work that Cooper did." Cooper is an actor in the, he's the actor who plays him. "I think it's really hard to see your life on screen." This is all Ryan. What Ryan's saying. "The thing that I find interesting is that he doesn't mention in his quote, and that nobody from that side of the aisle is talking about, is that if you watch the show, 60 to 65% of the show and the scripts and film form centers around the abuse and what they claim happened to them, and we do it very carefully, and we give them their day in court, and they talk very openly about it. We present the facts from their point of view largely. We spent 3 years researching it. All that is true. I think people should know that. In this age where people can really talk about sexual abuse, which I didn't have when I was younger, talking about it and writing about it from all points of view can be very controversial. If you watch the show, what the show is doing is presenting the show from various people involved in the case, end quote. It's just troublesome to me to hear people give baseless opinions and say they're not going to watch a show and they hope they... spend the rest of their lives in jail. Like, if you're ignorant, keep it to yourself. You should be embarrassed. You should be embarrassed to tell people that you are proud to speak on something with authority that you know nothing about. That should be embarrassing to you. Anyway, I feel like I've been rambling throughout this episode, so I'm going to end it. Do yourself a favor, watch Monster Season 2, the Lyle. Sorry, I think it's the Eric and Lyle. Or hold on. The Lyle and Eric Menendez story. And see if you could stomach it. And I really hope that these two get out of jail. I'm really sad. It's a very, very sad story, but it's an important story. And it's exactly what the culture needs. We need to shed a light on this abuse that is so, so pervasive and prevalent. All right. Talk to you guys later. I hope this wasn't too heavy and too dark. All right. Talk to you soon. Bye-bye.